The Divine Comedy, The Vision of Hell, Purgatory, and Paradise by Dante Alighieri, translated by the Reverend H. F. Carey. Purgatory, Cantos 1 to 33. Canto 1. O'er better waves to speed her rapid course, the light bark of my genius lifts the sail, well pleased to leave so cruel sea behind. And of that second region will I sing, in which the human spirit from sinful blot is purged, and for ascent to heaven prepares. Here, O ye hallowed nine, for in your train I follow, here the deadened strain revive. Nor let Calliope refuse to sound a somewhat higher song of that loud tone, which, when the wretched birds of chattering note had heard, they of forgiveness lost all hope. Sweet hue of eastern sapphire that was spread o'er the serene aspect of the pure air, high up as the first circle, to mine eyes unwonted joy renewed, soon as I escaped forth from the atmosphere of deadly gloom, that had mine eyes and bosom filled with grief, the radiant planet, that to love invites, made all the Orient laugh, and veiled beneath the Pisces' light that in his escort came. To the right hand I turned and fixed my mind on the other pole attentive, where I saw four stars ne'er seen before save by the kin of our first parents. Heaven of their rays seemed joyous, O northern sight, bereft indeed and widowed since of these deprived. As from this view I had desisted, straight turning a little towards the other pole, there from whence now the wane had disappeared, I saw an old man standing by my side, alone, so worthy of reverence in his look, that ne'er from son to father was more owed. Low down his beard, and mixed with hoary white, descended, like his locks, which parting fell upon his breast in double fold. The beams of those four luminaries on his face so brightly shone, and with such radiance clear decked it, that I beheld him as the sun. Say, who are ye, that stemming the blind stream, forth from the eternal prison-house have fled? He spoke and moved those venerable plumes, who hath conducted, or, with lantern, sure lights, you emerging from the depth of night, that makes the infernal valley ever black? Are the firm statutes of the dread abyss broken, or in high heaven new laws ordained, that thus, condemned, ye to my cave's approach? My guide, then laying hold on me, by words and imitations given with hand and head, made my bent...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?